It's Wednesday, September 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. During April alone, International Christian Concern sent physical and spiritual food in 1,500 bottles across the North Korean border by sea. Each bottle included both rice and USB sticks containing the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Christian outreach group was motivated by the North Koreans' lack of food and having precious few ways to learn about God's plan of salvation. 18 years ago today, Muslim terrorists attacked the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. The co-anchors of New York Good Day were already talking about the hijacked 767 commercial jet airplane, which had crashed into the North Tower at 8:45 a.m.
It appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness, there's another one. Oh, my goodness, there's another
this
one.
This seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
Another
Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. I think we have a terrorist attack of proportions that we cannot begin to imagine at this juncture.
The time was 9:03 a.m., and the South Tower had just been hit by a second hijacked airplane. President Donald Trump said yesterday that he had fired National Security Advisor John Bolton after a string of disagreements, removing one of the most hawkish voices in Trump's inner circle, including Taliban negotiations and China trade talks, reports NBC News. In a photo finish last night, Republican Dan Bishop beat Democrat Dan McCready 50.9 to 48.6% in the special election in the 9th Congressional District of North Carolina. Reports NBC News. President Trump and Vice President Pence had made special appearances in North Carolina on Monday to shore up the support for Bishop. Trump told an enthusiastic crowd in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that the vote was a chance for them to send a message to the, quote, America-hating left, end quote. Plus, in the 3rd Congressional District of North Carolina, Republican Greg Murphy beat Democrat Alan Thomas 61 to 37%. Because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat majority in the House have blocked a vote on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act more than 80 times, the Republican minority held a critically important hearing yesterday to end infanticide, reports LifeNews.com. Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko of Arizona explained how moved she was by the testimony of a Christian nurse, Jill Stanek, who witnessed a baby left to die after a botched abortion at Christ Hospital in Illinois.
If we can't protect babies that are born alive, we have a major problem in our nation. I have to tell you, Ms. Stanek, I was reading all of your testimonies on the plane as I flew in yesterday, and tears filled my eyes with your testimony of the different times when you have observed yourself babies that were born alive due to a failed abortion and they were just left there to die.
Congresswoman Lesko asked Dr. Kathy Altman, a retired OBGYN and former abortion provider, a critical question.
Dr. Altman, is the mother told that the baby has a chance to survive if medical attention is given to the baby?
I would dare say that most of the time the mother's not aware. That baby's very quickly whisked away, and I suspect that she doesn't even know.
Terrible.
Republican Congressman Ross Spano of Florida was eloquent.
We live in a society now that celebrates abortion. I think that a day will come, I hope it's not in the too distant future, but where we will look back collectively in horror at what we have permitted to happen on our watch.
On Friday, Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and a Democratic presidential candidate, appeared on the Breakfast Club radio program for an interview with host Leonard McKelvey, where he tried to make the case that President Donald Trump and the Republican Party are the ones who actually fall short of Christian teaching, reports LifeSiteNews.com.
There's a lot of parts of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath. And so even that is something that we can interpret differently.
Trent Horn of the National Review tweeted that babies, quote, do breathe or receive oxygen through the umbilical cord, and it can take 10 to 15 seconds for a baby to breathe after birth. Would that justify infanticide, Mr. Mayor? End quote. Among the critics was Ryan Glesman, a Michigan pastor who was also the brother of Buttigieg's so-called husband, Chasen Glesman, who said, quote, "God places a very high value on all human life. Everyone is created fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God with intrinsic value. That doesn't start at the first breath. It starts when we enter our mother's womb," end quote. Glesman went so far as to call Buttigieg a, quote, "modern-day Pharisee," end quote, who has, quote, "manipulated and weaponized," end quote, scripture in the name of politics. He said the Bible repeatedly condemns murder and, quote, "the shedding of innocent blood as detestable to the Lord, because in the image of God has God made mankind." And finally, South Bay Pentecostal Church of Chula Vista, California, was vandalized after its pastor Amado Huizar and members protested a library's decision to host a drag queen story hour. Police are now investigating the attack as a hate crime, reports the Christian Post. Over the weekend, two suspects vandalized their church building, spraying graffiti on the walls, including messages promoting Lucifer, Satan, and King of Hell. Pastor Huizar spoke to Fox 5.
"These kids don't even know their ABCs. They don't know how to read yet, some of these kids. But yet we're going to try to push a sexual agenda. Left or right, wherever you stand across the board, that is not appropriate."
To her shame, Chula Vista Mayor Mary Salas claimed it was not an event trying to, quote, "propagandize a lifestyle. This is simply an event to provide a reading option for children," end quote. Matthew 18:6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.